Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Cirino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the podcast, it's OTAs day four yesterday. The Steelers beginning their OTA process again after a Memorial Day weekend break. And I think one of the most interesting storylines coming out of this OTA process early on is Tyler Matakavich being the starting inside linebacker in place of Ryan Shazier and not John Bostic like we had assumed going in. It seems like there's going to be a real inside linebacker competition, and Bostic is not going to be the presumed starter like we thought he would be. So I want to explore today the idea that Tyler Matakavich could win this battle and what that would mean for this football team going forward. But let's start today, as we do every day, with some Steelers news and notes. And I want to start today with a story that's not necessarily Steelers-related or even NFL-related, but it is a story about a general manager in the NBA using Twitter and potentially five fake Twitter accounts or anonymous Twitter accounts to tweet about inside information from within the organization about, you know, injury histories of players and failed trades and going on Twitter and trashing players on his own team, general managers around the league. The story on theringer.com is called The Curious Case of Brian Colangelo and the Secret Twitter Account. It is a fascinating look at this this case of a general manager using Twitter to kind of vent, in a lot of ways, his frustrations from within the organization. Look, social media is in a lot of ways changing how players, coaches, executives deal with the media, deal with fans. It is giving them a voice. And I think we're starting, you know, Mike Tomlin talked about this last year, right? In that, you know, we're early days of this now still, right? It feels like we've been using Twitter forever. We've been using Facebook forever. But really, when you think about it, it has not been that long that Twitter has been this kind of mainstream platform that we're all using and we're all reading on a daily basis. And so, you know, the relationship that coaches have with players and their ability to immediately put something out there and not have to go through the media to do so, you know, has been an interesting one. It has certainly skewed or changed the landscape in that way. But now we're starting to see this ability for, because they can be anonymous, you know, this is an interesting case of a general manager taking to Twitter to, you know, in a lot of ways, the most damning part of this article is Brian Colangelo potentially using these accounts to tweet at media members to ask questions of his own players about injuries and things that have not been made public yet in his effort to get them public. It is a really, really fascinating look. I highly, highly encourage you guys read this article. It is The Curious Case of Brian Colangelo and the Secret Twitter Account. And, you know, the changing social media landscape is not, the Steelers have not been immune from it, right? The Martavis Bryant, you know, demanding a trade on Instagram, talking about how Juju is the Sammy Coates replacement. Le'Veon has certainly used Twitter and Instagram to vent his frustration about his contract negotiations. And of course, the most infamous one is the Facebook Live from the locker room after the Chiefs game. So the Steelers have not been immune to this, but I think this is certainly a fascinating look. So highly encourage you guys to give that one a read. Javon Hargrave and Marcus Tucker talking to Penn Live over the past couple days from OTAs about some of the players who we have not heard reports from just yet. You know, I've been looking to see how Juju is doing year two at OTAs and haven't really gotten any reports yet. Cam Hayward, Tyson Alualu, right? Wanted to see how the defensive line is kind of coming back from a disappointing end of the season against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Haven't gotten reports from them either. And now it has come out why. And Javon Hargrave telling Penn Live that Hayward and Alualu have not been practicing at OTAs. While they have been attending OTAs, they have not yet practiced. Juju, same thing. Marcus Tucker telling PennLive.com that that Juju will not be, well, he told them that the coaching staff has told the players that Juju is not going to be practicing for a little while. And so Marcus Tucker getting that spot as the starting slot receiver with the starting group. Interesting that Marcus Tucker is getting those looks, and we'll talk about that on a future podcast. But at this point, you know, what we know is Juju, Cam Hayward, Tyson Alualu, they are at OTAs, but they aren't practicing yet. And so, look, there's no telling why, right? It could be a multitude of things. I don't want to speculate, but it's something I'm going to monitor going forward. And when does Juju return to practice? When does Hayward and Alualu and the like get back in there, and we can start to see their improvements year over year? Ryan Shazier is continuing to rehab that his spinal injury, and Jeremy Fowler wrote an article yesterday talking about his rehab, saying, quote, Shazier is able to drive a car when necessary, but often opts for a ride to focus on his rehab. So look, it's great to see that Ryan Shazier, I mean, again, it's only been 6 months since Ryan Shazier had this injury. And you know, I think a lot of us were very, very worried at the beginning of this that, you know, of course there was a concern of whether or not Ryan Shazier would ever walk again, and what would this rehab process look like, and would it plateau at a certain point? And the great thing about this, the inspirational thing about this Ryan Shazier rehab process is that it hasn't, right? And he has continued to rehab this and showing progress, you know, week over week and month over month, and it has just been an incredible and inspirational story. It's turned from a tragic story of Ryan Shazier looking like he was paralyzed on a football field to more of an inspirational story now as Ryan Shazier fights this with every ounce of his being and rehabs this and seems to be getting better day after day. I wish him the best. I wish his family the best in this rehab. You know, he's been great about being around the football team still and trying to participate with this team as best he can. You know, we heard that he was going to try and be around the team during OTAs to be a, you know, a mentor, a coach, a scout, that kind of thing. And we've seen it, right? If you've seen the pictures and videos out of OTAs, Ryan Shazier is certainly out there doing his best to aid the players and coaching staff as best he can. And so it's fantastic to see and hear the updates about Ryan Shazier's rehab process. And then finally today, Michael Kendricks, the inside linebacker from the Philadelphia Eagles, who was released about a week ago. There was some speculation that he would be an interest to the Pittsburgh Steelers, as the inside linebacker position is one that Steeler fans have certainly wanted this team to upgrade all offseason. And as I said a week ago, I felt like, yeah, I mean, Michael Kendricks, while it does make a lot of sense, with where they are in the process, with John Bostic coming in and they're trying to get reps for him and to see what they have there. And, of course, the Steelers continue to talk up Tyler Matakevich. I thought it was unlikely that Michael Kendricks would be signed by the Steelers. And now reports are that he's visiting with Minnesota, Oakland, and Cleveland this week and expects to sign by the end of the week. So, again, as I said, it's unlikely. He's not visiting Pittsburgh yet. It's unlikely that I think he will, and I don't think he's going to sign for the Steelers. So it seems like the Steelers are going to go with John Bostic and Tyler Matakevich as the potential replacements for Ryan Shazier. And that brings us to our main topic this evening, which is whether or not Tyler Matakevich could be the week one starter at inside linebacker. We've spent so much time just assuming that John Bostic was going to be the guy at inside linebacker. You know, he signed as a free agent. It felt like, okay, this is the Shazier replacement unless they get someone in the draft that's even better. There were, of course, reports that they were trying to trade up and get Rashawn Evans, and they were probably very high on him. That didn't happen. So, you know, okay, fine, we're going to go with Bostic. And I've been very vocal on this podcast about, you know, my thoughts at inside linebacker and how weak I feel like the position is just from a depth perspective. It seems like the Steelers are kind of going the opposite way. And while they certainly felt like Rashawn Evans would have been an upgrade over Bostic or Matakevich, they certainly don't feel like one of these guys is the presumed starter like we have. Tyler Matakevich starting at the OTA process at inside linebacker. And I said last week, let's not read too much into this because it is the beginning part of this process. But one thing I do want to point out is that Tyler Matakevich is given the starting role over Bostic on this defense, but that's not the same at other positions, right? You can write this off and just say, well, look, Matakevich has been with the team for a little while. He knows the defense. They'll start him there, and then Bostic will eventually replace him. But that's not what's happening at safety, right? The other position that we're trying to replace on defense is safety and Mike Mitchell. And they're not, it's not like Jordan Dangerfield is starting at safety right now and then Morgan Burnett's going to work his way in, right? That's not how they're handling that position. It is Sean Davis and Morgan Burnett at safety. And so, you know, when we talk about Matakevich being given the inside linebacker starting position, it certainly feels like that is going to be a competition and not necessarily just John Bostic's position to lose. Here's Kevin Colbert after the draft talking about Tyler Matakevich.
You know, Tyler Matakevich, he got hurt in the same quarter that Ryan did. Had he not gotten injured, we may have had a whole different discussion going on because, you know, Tyler is a very highly productive special teams guy that really hasn't gotten to play. So between John and Tyler, we don't know what we have in those two, quite honestly, because John's new to us and Tyler will be, you know, in the rotation and competition as well.
So interesting to hear Kevin Colbert talk about Matakevich in that way, that if Matakevich had been healthy and able to take over for Shazier, that he may have proved himself a capable starter in this league and we wouldn't be as worried about inside linebacker as we are today. It's an interesting take on the position, and I'm certainly happy to hear his optimism on it because, you know, I have not been as optimistic about the prospects of Matakevich being the starter. It's going to make for a very interesting preseason if this is going to continue to be a competition throughout the process, and it certainly seems like it is going to be. You know, Matakevich was injured last year. Colbert mentions that it was during the Cincinnati game. Matakevich said in an interview this week with 93.7 The Fan that the injury actually happened against Kansas City, and then he further injured it against Cincinnati, and that's what kept him out. But look, it was a torn biceps that he played through on special teams, just wasn't able to be a starting inside linebacker with a torn bicep. You know, pretty crazy that he played through that even on special teams. And there's no doubting the fact that Matakevich has been an impact player on special teams. The question for me is going to be athleticism, you know, his size, his ability to move through space, his ability to cover. He's going to be asked to do a lot in that Shazier role. And for me, it's not about the will or the know-how with Matakevich. It's all going to come down to athleticism. And you know, for him, it's going to have to be that he's going to have the instincts and the know-how to make up for the athleticism. So going to be an interesting process going forward. Do I think Tyler Matakevich will be the starting inside linebacker week one? I still don't, right? Again, it's day five of OTAs today. I think John Bostic will, you know, as we get through mini camps and start getting into training camp, there will certainly be a competition there, and I'm glad to see that they're treating this as a competition. I'm glad to see that they have enough faith in Matakevich to give him this opportunity. It's not something I had assumed going in, but I do think John Bostic ultimately wins out over Matakevich. John Bostic can be a three-down linebacker in this league. I don't think he's going to be a playmaker, but I think Bostic projects more to what the Steelers need out of the position, and so I do think he still wins it over, but I am cautiously optimistic at this point, listening to Kevin Colbert, thinking about the way that they're handling this position, and thinking about Tyler Matakevich as at least an option off the bench for this football team that the Steelers have some faith in. So cautiously optimistic about inside linebacker at this early stage. All right, that's going to do it for me. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can find me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.